Hello and welcome to Spiritually Aligned Mindset, where amazing things happen. I will speak on various topics in relation to mindset, spiritual journeys, awakenings, gifts and abilities, and so much more. Along with being a spiritual mindset coach, I am also a psychic, intuitive, empath, medium, and healer. Your spiritually aligned life starts and ends with mindset. So join me for this raw, real, rarely edited podcast where I lay down some epic truth bombs, lessons, guidance, and so much more to help you on your own spiritual mindset journey. All right. So today joining me on Spiritually Aligned Mindset is Vanessa. And Vanessa is a psychic medium. And we're going to be talking to you today about how to identify fake psychic intuitives, fake readers, and not necessarily fake, just people who aren't genuine about what they're doing or maybe don't have the values that you're looking for. So welcome, Vanessa. I'm super excited to have you on the podcast today.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So what do you think, why do you think there's so many people right now who are experiencing negative readings because of people who maybe aren't as genuine?
There's two different types of fake readers, and you can be a cold reader, which is somebody that reads your body language, somebody that has studied how to read people's body language, how to understand how the human mind and emotions work, a bit like a psychologist. There are psychologists actually out there that do cold readings, and works very well for their practice because people think that they're intuitively connected to their clients and their customers. But that isn't the case. They're literally reading how that person's dressed that day, how that person's, you know, done their hair, or whether they've been bothered to put makeup on or whatever. So that's a cold reader. And it can also be a professional that has studied the sort of psyche or the psychological part of how we live. And then there are scientists that are interested in the spiritual world, and they start looking into, again, how the human mind works and how it attracts sort of different emotions and how it works with different emotions. So again, goes down a scientific road, and again, they give out these sort of cold readings or so-called intuitive readings to help their clients and customers. And then of course there is blatantly the fraudster, where they're flooded on the internet with social media, which has gone brilliant. Social media is brilliant for people's businesses and people like us as one-man bands that are trying to bring our brand out and do what we do. It's fantastic. And it's also fantastic for alternative people like ourselves that are able to help people on a higher level. However, it has attracted a hell of a lot of fakeness and upset, because these are people that are searching you through Facebook profiles or your Instagram profile or your Twitter account, and they're finding your name and they're charging you between 10 and 15 pounds. I don't know what that is in dollars. I think it's about $20. And they're charging you this small amount of money, which people are loving. So they're paying, which puts people like myself out of business. And they are taking on these readings where they give them a reading like, oh, you've got a brother, your brother's recently passed away, but they're not actually fully sort of connected to that person. So what's happening is the fact that they're guessing, they're not telling them anything, but because the person who's receiving the reading is so excited because they've mentioned about the recently passed away brother or the recently passed away grandmother, they've already been distracted. And a lot of it is done through Facebook Messenger. You don't tend to have a phone conversation with these people. You don't tend to have a Skype message with these people. So for example, when I do my free reading hour on my Facebook page, which a lot of people are interested in because it's free and it's for an hour, the reason why I do that is to show people how I actually work and how good I actually am and what I do. And it proves to people above these cold readers, Facebook fraudsters, etc., etc. And I know it's a bit harsh me calling them them, but I will call them them because that's what they are. And so they can see how I work, but it's literally for that hour. And I'm reaching out to my audience. I'm having a conversation with them on a spiritual level, and we are connected through spirit guides or whatever spirit want me to do. But I blatantly say to people, I cannot give you any more information than what we're talking about this evening to this particular person, because I educate my followers on people that are watching us constantly, that are searching Facebook pages. And also, don't forget how easy it is to search people's profiles online. As soon as you've got that name, that's it. You're able to it's completely go into their life. And what people put on social media nowadays is their entire life. And so they're going to pay £10 to have these readings over Facebook Messenger, because these people are telling them what they want to hear. And of course, you don't get your money back. And it's very, very upsetting for the person receiving the so-called reading, because it isn't a reading. But that's what it is, and that's how they do it.
Absolutely, I totally agree. I myself will have done, not so much lately, but I have done, 4-hour Facebook lives where I'm just banging out, one card readings to my followers, right? There are ways that we can identify and protect ourselves, and client-wise, is understanding what we're looking for with these people who are just out to take your money. So, what do you think are different ways that people can tell that somebody is a fake reader?
The first thing I always say is the question asking. If somebody is constantly asking you questions for you to answer, then they haven't got any information. There's no link. Now, there's a huge difference with this. For example, if I was in inverted commas, a cold reader, then I would say to you, oh, you've dyed your hair recently. I can tell that because you might have a different color in your roots. I'm assessing the way you're sitting. I'm assessing your body language. I'm assessing the way your hair color is not your natural color, because I can see through the roots in your hair that your natural color is at the top, and basically your roots need touching up. And you'd be like, oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, I have recently changed my color, but it needs topping up. So that's a cold reader. When we look at these Facebook fake ones, and you're sending a message and they've put a special offer out for £10, the first questions they ask is, you're feeling really emotional right now, and I understand that you've been on holiday recently. These are the sort of questions that you need to look out for, because they're not telling you anything. They're not interacting you in any way whatsoever. They are asking you a question. And what they've actually done, the Facebook social media fraudsters, is they're actually focusing on a photo that you posted from a year ago that you've forgotten about. And you're like, oh, yeah, actually, yeah, I have recently been on holiday. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then they'll scroll through something else. And they would have already done this research. So that's the sort of thing you're looking for, the constant question asking. When I've been to lots of psychic circles, and I mean, I fell out with the spiritual church and the psychic circles and all that years ago, because I totally disagree with a lot of stuff that they do. Because it should all come from the heart. You should already have that connection. And you and I both know that if the connection's not there, then we're going to say the connection's not there. But then you should know that before, as soon as that person's, sort of interacted with you, come into your alignment, come into your space, so to speak, because we can't please everybody. You know what I mean? So when you're looking at this, even a lot of mediums and psychics that haven't passed that full initiation from the spirit world, and it's a devastating place at times, and sometimes it can take years. The spiritual church, and they have the backup from them, can push and push these mediums and psychics, of course, to boost the money up for the churches and the community groups. And so they'll push these psychics and mediums out to the front of the group and get them to do psychic nights and whatever. And again, they ask constant questions. And there's been many a times myself where I've turned up to be a bit nosy and to see what's going on in the background. And I've walked out because I feel the devastation that they're doing to people's souls, because they're asking questions. I know if somebody has lost a grandmother, as I'm sure you would, and I know what that woman in front of me is wearing. Now, that would be a confirmation from the spirit world to that person to confirm that actually, yes, you are absolutely correct. My grandmother was buried in that outfit. Here's a photo of her, for example. You know what I mean? When you are constantly being asked questions, you don't pay anything, you cut them off and you block them from your page, let them out of your life, whatever. These, if you want questions asked about how to live your life, then you are in the wrong situation. You know what I mean? You need to go and see a doctor, or you need to go and seek other medical professional help on that side of things. If you're looking to seek further into your life, then you really need to seek and research exactly what it is that you're trying to look for. And that's the best way to protect yourself from it. Ask, there's no problem asking people questions. The other thing is you've got me on a roll now. The other thing is the free Facebook pages. They are absolutely huge. And there's hundreds and thousands of followers on these free readings, free Facebook readings. I've been on them a couple myself in the early days when I was trying to reach out to other people and see what other people were doing. And again, it's the same thing. These are people that I know in America, it's a huge thing about black magic and witches and sort of negative magic. I know that I've realized and being in contact with a lot of Americans, and it's quite a big thing, and people are actually paying money to get a curse lifted off them from a witch doctor and things like that. And I couldn't understand it at first. I was like, what do you mean? You're paying? Who's cursed you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And it's crossing this religious boundary, which of course is crossing the issue with politics and religion and how people are and how they live their life on a social scale. So you're opening up a completely different can of worms. And again, with these free pages that are reaching out or luring people in, this is what these people do. They are seriously, which I've never experienced nothing like it in my life, but I had a horrendous time with one of them, and she did actually curse my house. And I couldn't believe what had happened through one of these free Facebook pages, because she tried to test me. And so I went through the initiation and the test, which is absolute rubbish. And she said to me, no, you're all wrong. And what happened after that, all I can describe to you is it was like a scene out of Harry Potter when the demons come over the castle. It was horrendous. And even though I've had bad things happen to me with spirit, I've never experienced actual witchcraft, actual really bad scenarios physically. You know what I mean? In my home. And this was all through a Facebook page. And this is what she was doing to people, to lure them back in, to then pay for a reading, to have this dark magic raised or released off their house. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I found it incredibly frightening. I'm a psychic and a medium, and I have genuine gifts, and I am very good at what I do. However, that even frightened me. And as you can imagine, we go through very dark times, don't we? And we could go on forever about stories.
Yeah. But see, I don't personally believe in evil spirits, negative entities. Yes. Mm. When a traumatic experience happened, a negative entity is created. Yeah. And if it's absolutely not cleansed, then obviously. But I would just say that those demons would have been her own negative energy. Right. Yeah. It's her own negative energy that she's transporting to you. Right.
Absolutely.
I don't. And I find that a lot. And I see that everywhere where people are like, oh, how do I remove this curse? And mm-hmm. I sit there in awe and go, well, what do you mean? How do you really, where absolutely is this curse coming from?
Yeah. Like, what, she got a magic wand out?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and not to say that the problem is that the people who are experiencing the curses believe in it. And that's what's creating more of that negative energy. Right. That's and right. So it's, for me, it's teaching people how to protect their energy, not from anything bad or evil, but from other people who are going to try to negatively impact your energy, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to drain your energy. You don't want other people to be able to make your energy a negative space and stuff like that. Now, I want to go back to something about the cold readers and the fraud readers, where I believe that everybody is intuitive. I believe that we have psychics, mediums, healers, intuitives, and empaths. Mm-hmm. And I believe that intuition is the only thing that everybody has.
Yeah.
So for the fraudsters, they may seem genuine because they will eventually, as they grow and as they continue doing the fraud, they will eventually start to understand their intuition.
Absolutely.
And they'll get better and better. but it might not be like anybody who's intuitive can do card readings, right? And everybody's intuitive. So they will eventually teach themselves how to do it, but they're not connecting to your past loved ones in the sense that you and I would be. The other thing is that some psychics, intuitives, and mediums like myself, I will ask questions, but I'm not going to ask you, what are you wearing? I'm going to say, you know, you may be feeling this.
Yes.
You may be feeling that. I don't like to give definitive, okay, this is what's happening, this is what's going there, because again, you need to figure that out, right? My clients, I'll give you the guidance that spirit wants you to give, but you have to make those choices and say, okay, this is what it means for me. And I try to get people to just touch into their own intuition rather than me saying, okay, this is exactly how it's going to happen, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's another thing with intuitives and psychics. We know that you can, we can tell you in 6 months you're going to meet the love of your life. But if you do something in that 6 months, you may change that plan.
Yeah, absolutely. And
right.
I say
so the
that
people
to everyone,
who are like, oh, in 3 months, you're going to get your dream job. Like I was told by my own psychic intuitive medium that I was going to get my dream job within the year and it was going to be a surprise. Literally 2 months later, I had that dream job at that time, only to find out, you know, a year after that, at that specific point, that was my dream job. A year later, not so much. Right? So we can do it. It just, a lot of us really choose not to, because circumstances change as your mindset changes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I think I had another question and I don't have it in front of me. I don't know why. Probably because I came to make my tea, because it's 9 in the morning for me. So with that, so what do you suggest people do? Obviously watch for the questions, you know, with spirituality and people like, intuitives and psychics and readers, with it becoming so much more than it used to be and so much more commonplace than it used to be. A lot of this is ramping up where people are going to find, you know, people who aren't, you know, very genuine or, you know, very informative, I guess would be another thing. So I actually created a PDF for anybody who's listening. I created this PDF a few months ago on how to choose a guide, medium, psychic, coach, healer even, that you may be looking for. Do your research. So some tips and tricks from Vanessa and I. So for me, I say do your research, watch videos, read blogs, check out their website or their Facebook page or their social media pages. See their reviews, testimonials, get that information before you just say, oh, you know, this person's offering $20. I'm going to jump on it because it's cheap, and then be disappointed in the reading. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what do you think some tips and tricks for them, either going into a reading as a psychic intuitive medium? I know we've talked about, you know, people being unhappy with their readings because, you know, there's, they assume that it's going to be negative, or they assume that it's all going to be positivity. But for me, I like to say, okay, this is what you're struggling with. This is how you can work through it. And this is the outcome, right? But a lot of people get, you know, agitated when they go to a psychic intuitive medium, and it's not necessarily negative, but you know, your pain points are important.
Absolutely. You know, another thing is I always ask the question to people like yourself, why are you going to see a psychic? I see one at the beginning of every year. I'm the same as you. I have my own sort of sorcerer, so to speak, my own sort of psychic I go and see, and I've been seeing him for years off and on. But I don't go with, I don't go to him every time I have the most smallest problem. I don't go to him when I need, because I want decisions being made for me. And that's what's happening. People are becoming so emotionally broken and lost with the hours that we're all working, the pressures of work, family life. You know, I had an incident today where we've had a new head teacher of the school. And because I work and live, you know, to sort of help and guide people, the group of women I was sitting with didn't like my opinion. And so they turned around and said to me, oh, I thought you were some kind of spiritual guru. And I was like, I'm not a spiritual guru. And I've never, ever said that. But they have judged me in that way because I wear my beads sometimes, or, you know, sometimes I'll just sit in silence, or they'll see me work with the kids on a completely different level and ask me, how the hell did you know that? How did you know how to do that? And you don't go shouting it from the rooftops in who or what you are, even though times are changing. Things have changed, like we spoke about previously. You just don't get dragged out and hung strung and quartered. So you're all right to be who you are now and come out with your gifts. But if you are going to see a psychic and a medium or a spiritual life coach, what is the reason? What are you going to see them for? What is it that you're hoping to get out of it? And because you can't go and see a medium hoping, like I did many, many years ago when I lost my gran. I was devastated. She was like my mum. And I went to go and see a psychic and I was an emotional wreck. But it was so nice to hear that she'd contacted my grandma and we had a great chat. When I went to go and see my usual psychic a year later, he never mentioned any of it. Because that wasn't his connection. He spoke to me about work. He spoke to me about finances because that was my situation at the time. And like you say, time, I always say to my clients, time is a completely different element. I don't know about you or how you work, but I never, ever turn around and say, oh, in exactly 3 years' time, you're going to be rich. You're going to be this. You're going to be that. I don't ever give a full, I don't ever give a time scale. Because,
you know, I did at one
free
point.
Will. Yeah, yeah.
Not like an exact, but, you know, no. Maybe within like 8 months.
I see
a number 8, right? And sometimes spirit will do that, give you,
absolutely,
you know, visualization of a number. Well, mm-hmm. 8, well, 8 could be August, 8 could be 8 weeks, 8 days, you know, something to do with the number 8. So, and you allow them to live that through.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like you say before, it's guidance, you know. So when you're, if you think that you're going to see a medium or a psychic or a medium psychic, because they're two different things, if you feel that you're going to see that medium to deliberately connect with your lost loved one because you're grieving and you're upset, maybe at that particular time, you're not ready to go and see a medium. At that time, the worst situation I've had is where a woman has lost a baby very, very later on in the pregnancy, and she went to go and see a medium, and she came to me for some advice, and I said it's not the right time, because there is that chance that that baby has either been, whatever people believe in, might have been reincarnated, the baby or the soul might have gone on elsewhere, it hasn't been connected yet to that medium, there's a whole thing. But that woman was so desperate that she wanted to hear that her baby was okay. And you can't lie about that. You cannot lie about that. And when you've got that woman sitting in front of you, that is where our job for this world is so important, you know, because that's where being genuine is the actual point of our job, because we are soothing somebody's pain, somebody's grief with the certification that that lost loved one is safe and it's well and you're absolutely fine and you will be okay. You will get over this. And when you are seeking that and it is the wrong time in your life, you know what the spirit world's like. They play games with you all the time. They may well let you know that that's not the right time and she hasn't heard from her child, which she didn't, by the way, after spending thousands of pounds with any old psychic. And when she come, just randomly had that chat with me in the leisure centre, she just sobbed her heart out. And I said to her, deep down inside, you know, you're that baby's mother. You held that baby and you full well know that it's just not time for you to move on right now. Yeah. And so that's why she was never receiving those messages, but she was devastated, you know, and it brings a lot of grief. And so you need to be in the right place. And again, people don't want to hear it, like you say, but, and it's not what you want to hear, but that is the truth. If you're going to seek a reading to, you know, pacify your grief, listen to your inner self, because it may well not be the right time right now. When I went to go and see that medium about my grandmother, it was exactly the right time. It had been 2 years later. It had been 2 years later that I listened to spirit. I listened and watched my dreams. I went off and did what I did. And people say, well, it's easy for you, you do that. But it's taken years. People don't understand the process of it, you know?
Yeah. I actually had a young girl tragically pass in, and my husband knew the parents.
Mm.
And the day after she passed, she connected with me.
Yeah, she's standing at the bottom of your bed or whatever.
She was literally walking around my house with me. What is that? What does that do? And I was wearing crystals, right? And I tend to wear tiger's eye around my neck. I was attacked by a negative entity when I was younger.
Okay.
And I make my own crystal jewelry. So I'm like, mm-hmm. why not? I was wearing tiger's eye. She's like, what is that? And then it was all day. And I kept telling her, honey, if you want me to connect to your parents, you have to bring them to me.
Absolutely.
And probably maybe 6 weeks later, they contacted me. Yeah. And I was able to connect to them, right? And that's the thing, like, for us, we don't go searching for our clients, right?
No.
If a spirit comes to us at 3 a.m. and says, I need you to connect to my family, we tell that spirit, okay, back off. You need to bring them to me. And then they actually do come to you.
Absolutely. And absolutely. I've been penalized for that before, you know, when people have said, oh, the reason why, you know, your business isn't working because of all these business gurus that you sort of think that they know they've got the answers when you get in that deep, dark part of it, being an entrepreneur or whatever it is you want to call us. And we're trying to get our name out there. That's exactly what I believe. And that's exactly what I say. If people want me and they want my services in regards to what I do professionally, within the spirit world and how I work with the human, then spirit will bring them to me. And exactly
Absolutely.
That's what's happened every
Absolutely.
Time.
And we can
every
help time. Them out, right? It's like manifestation.
Absolutely.
You can't just say, I want this to happen and then not actively work at making it happen, right? I want a full steady income. Well, you need to apply to the job.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Like, you have to help the universe out. And that's a find a lot of people believe. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention before we get off of here is that for anybody who is interested in seeing a psychic or a medium or an intuitive, and you have a kind of an idea why, do not start to rely on seeing that medium. What we do, what Vanessa and I do, is we help you tune into that for yourself, right? I have one-on-one coaching. I have group coaching programs where I take you from understanding and awakening your spiritual gifts and abilities to creating your spiritually aligned life, right? I literally take you from point A to point B. It might take a year. It might take 6 months. It might take 26 weeks. Whatever it is, that's what we do, because we don't want our clients to rely on us. We don't want our clients to be repeat clients once they're done. If you took my one-on-one coaching or Vanessa's one-on-one coaching, you're going to, by the end of it, you're not going to need us. You might say, oh, you know, Vanessa, I need you 6 months from now. I'm having a really hard time. I need your help. You know, can you walk me through this? And Vanessa's probably going to be like, right on, let's go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's not a constant. And I think that's what people are missing when they go see a psychic intuitive or a medium or even a healer, is you're relying on somebody else to provide you what you can provide yourself.
Absolutely. And that is absolutely correct. That's exactly what it's about. And that's exactly where people get the misconception from. And I do, for genuine people, I do find it sad when you overhear them talking about, oh, that was a crap reading. Oh, that was rubbish. That it wasn't. The same as I said to you before, they talk about personal trainers the same when I used to do personal training as well. It was my life. It was my passion. It was helping people in a different way. Because I didn't make that person skinny in 2 days or make them have loads of muscle in 2 days, that was it. I'm rubbish. You're rubbish. You're no good. It's exactly the same thing. But and that's what some people can't stand. It's all very well, and I've been there myself. It's all very well getting depressed and getting emotional and getting upset and then turning to a spiritual side of life and thinking, let's forget about it. Positive, 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 positive.
Oh, that life, drives me nuts.
You know what I mean? That life is still there. And all you're doing is finding the tools in how to work it better.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly it. So you can have as many readings as you like. And the amount of people online that I see, yeah, but you said, yeah, but you said I'd be pregnant next year. Yeah, but you said, and not to me personally, but in general that you see online, and you're like, no, you shouldn't be doing that. Because that's like you say, you shouldn't be relying on somebody else to gather up the pieces for you, because that is your job. Absolutely. But like you say, learning how to connect, learning how to work with it. And everyone's different, you know, everybody is different. People say to me, oh, no, I don't see spirit. I hear them. I can't stand that. That is something that people consistently say. No, we don't see spirit all the time. Because they don't want you to see them. But when we were kids, like you were saying, you had a bad experience when you were younger. I used to have it very regularly through a dark time in my teenage years and when I was younger myself. Because you don't know how to control it. Your brain changes. So as you become an adult, you're connecting in different ways. So no, like for you and I, we could be sitting there having a cup of tea and a coffee or whatever, and someone from the 19th century walks in. But you know, it's learning how to connect, and everybody has different ways of doing it.
Oh, absolutely. I can access all of my clairs. It doesn't mean I access them all the time.
No.
I access them whatever way spirit's comfortable. I went and did a group reading for a bunch of ladies in my local area, and I did it at the host's house. And while I was there, I saw her grandmother.
Like, yeah.
Standing behind her, right? And I was able to inform her, this is what her hair color is, this is, you know, this is how long her hair is, you know, and all of that, right? And it's, but at other times I could be doing a reading and I'm getting visions of it, not seeing it, but I'm getting visions of the person, or they're downloading into my brain. Like, your clairs don't do that. And then you get people who think that psychics are just going to be like, I had somebody ask me the other day, do you see dead people or do you know the future? And I said, well, psychic is knowing the future.
Yeah.
Mediumship is dealing with dead people.
Yeah.
Right. And they're all different. And again, I offer a presentation on the different types of gifts and abilities, if anybody's interested. And all of these things that I'm mentioning are available on my website, as well on my Facebook group and everywhere else that I have stuff, because we even though we know our clients are coming to us, we still have to be there, be visible, and accessible to all of you. So that's how we do it. But I guess we should end this. We are getting up there in time, and as I say to my clients and as I say to my podcast followers, I don't want it to be too long. So is there anything else that you'd like to share before we end?
No, that's it. Just go with your heart and, you know, just listen to your inner self. Don't, you know, don't be sort of taken away by dodgy adverts and what, you know, what your friends have done or what your friends or family have said. Go and find out for yourself, and definitely, like you say, research and look into it further.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Vanessa.
Thanks for having me.
I look forward to speaking to you again.
And yes, definitely.
For anybody listening, if you have any questions for me or Vanessa, feel free to send a message, comment, leave a review, and I will make sure that our information is available.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Spiritually Aligned Mindset. If you like this episode and want to hear more, then go ahead and click the like, share, and subscribe buttons. Also, feel free to leave a review, send me a message, or comment if you have any questions, want to be a guest on the podcast, or just want to connect and learn more. Much love, and I will talk to you again soon.